الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، I have two things. My glasses. I have to put them, you know, this way to avoid the light. And this. Where is now? Here it is. An article I reposted on my Facebook page. First, this is a part of my book, Holy Wars, Crusades, Jihad, page 67, 68. Inshallah, I'm working on this book. We will post it soon as PDF on our website, islamlife.com. And you can check my Facebook page, inshallah. The link will be posted along with this video. What is this article? Ibn Taymiyyah, definition of Hizbiyyah. بإذن الله, I'm going to read it with very little comment from me. What should I say and add to what Ibn Taymiyyah said? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who, when they hear the truth and listen to the truth, they obey it, they follow it, because this is the character of the Muslim. Now, the Salafi who says, I am a Salafi, please examine yourself, your behavior. What do you do? Is what Ibn Taymiyyah describing here something that you do yourself so you can get rid of it immediately? Or you're not like that, bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. And although I translated this article, it is for Ibn Taymiyyah. You can't pluck him out of Salafiyyah. On page 67, 68, I wrote, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, a polymath of Islamic knowledge, wrote this fatwa, verdict, regarding Hizbiyyah, sectarianism. Teachers, meaning Islamic knowledge, teachers should not induce sectarianism, Hizbiyyah, among people or cause them to feel animosity and hatred towards each other. Instead, they are required to be brothers and sisters who help each other in piety and righteousness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded in his statement, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help you one another in al-birr and al-taqwa. Al-birr, righteousness, al-taqwa, fear from Allah and obedience to Him. But do not help one another in sin and transgression. Ibn Taymiyyah continues, no teacher, meaning of Islamic knowledge, no teacher should take an oath of allegiance from his students, to agree to everything he says, and to be friends of his friends and enemies of his enemies. Jazakallahu khayran, ya Ibn Taymiyyah. La ilaha illallah. No teacher should take an oath of allegiance. These days, the oath of allegiance doesn't exist in many cases. It's something else they do. If you don't do what I'm saying, or follow my statements and be friends to my friends and enemy to my enemies, you're out. Salafiyya, ma'a salama. No teacher should take an oath of allegiance from his students, or to threaten them, to cut them out of Salafiyya, to agree to everything he says, and to be friends of his friends and enemies of his enemies. If one of them does this, he will be imitating Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan and his likes, who consider whoever agrees with them as their friend and supporter, and whoever disagrees with them as the aggressor, enemy. Instead, the teachers and their followers are required to abide by the ordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stipulating that they should obey Allah and his messenger, implement what Allah and his messenger commanded, and forbid what Allah and his messenger forbade. They must respect the rights of other teachers, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger ordained. Ibn Taymiyyah, Majmu'at al-Fatawa, volume 28, page 13. Before I let you go, I'm going to read this statement by Ibn Taymiyyah three times. They must respect the rights of other teachers and followers, of course. They must respect the rights of other teachers. They must respect the rights of other teachers. All this is by Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, rahimahullah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbi al-Alameen.